AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will address the nation later today on recent shootings in Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and yesterday's shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The president was to leave the White House later this afternoon for a weekend in Rehoboth Beach, but has postponed that a few hours and will first speak from here a day after the latest shooting. The White House says he'll discuss plans for pushing Congress toward passing common sense laws to fight what it calls a gun violence epidemic. The president earlier this week said he thought rational Republicans could work with Democrats to pass restrictions.
Negotiations on a gun bill have been going on in the Senate. In the House, Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says this is not the way to go about this.
My colleagues asked the question, where's the outrage? I would observe that perhaps outrage isn't the most responsible and pensive way to write a bill to address a problem.
Georgia Democrat Lucy McBath says this is the challenge of our lifetime.
And we must summon the courage to do what is right, the courage to protect our kids, and the courage, my God, we have to have the courage to protect America.
The police chief in Tulsa, Oklahoma says the gunman who shot and killed four people at a medical building had back surgery last month and it did not go well.
Lewis called Dr. Phillips' office again complaining of back pain and wanting additional assistance.
Chief Wendell Franklin says Dr. Preston Phillips, who performed the surgery, was one of the four people killed. Police believe the weapons were bought legally, and one was bought just hours before the shooting. A Texas state senator says the commander at the scene of the school shooting in Uvalde was not informed of panic 911 calls coming from inside the school building. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Brittany Griner can't play with her NBA colleagues and can't call them while she's being detained in Russia, but she can write to them.
In one small bit of normalcy, Griner has been able to receive emails and letters from WNBA players during her detainment in Russia. Hundreds of emails have been sent by them to an account Griner's agent set up to allow them to communicate with her, but it's not easy. The emails are printed out and delivered sporadically in bunches to Griner by her lawyer after they're vetted by Russian officials. Then she doesn't have access to any email account. She has to write a response on paper and her lawyers take a photo of it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say an 8-year-old boy took off in his mother's SUV and drove through a North Carolina city with an infant sibling in the back seat. No one was hurt. The boy said he was scared and drove in the middle of the road to avoid cars, but knew to stop at traffic lights because he watched his mom do it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.